Section 2. Before you drive. Inspecting your vehicle. When it comes to road safety, you cannot control other drivers or road conditions, but you can control your vehicle's maintenance. Ensure your vehicle is safe for you and your passengers before you drive. Vehicle Equipment Regulations OAC 4501, 2-1. Ohio law states, no person shall drive or move, or cause or knowingly permit to be driven or moved, on any highway any vehicle or combination of vehicles which is in such unsafe condition as to endanger any person. Additionally, no vehicle is to be equipped with or permitted to have protruding objects, broken sharp edges, or vehicle parts that would be dangerous to a person coming in contact with them. Ohio law also defines the equipment required for vehicles and the conditions that equipment must meet. The average motor vehicle should have this equipment. Steering assembly that operates normally, with no excessive play in the steering wheel. Tires with a minimum of 1/16 inch tread depth and no major bumps, bulges, or damage. At least 2 seat belts in the front seat. Brakes. Service brake that is adequate to slow, stop, and control the vehicle. Parking brake that is adequate to hold the vehicle on a grade. Lights. 2 headlights, one on each side, in working order. 2 red reflectors on the rear of the vehicle, visible from 300 feet. 1 taillight that emits red light, visible from 500 feet. 2 red stop lights, brake lights, visible from 500 feet when the brakes are applied. White light to illuminate the rear license plate, visible from 50 feet. Turn signals in working order, visible from 300 feet. 2 at the front of the vehicle. 2 at the rear of the vehicle. Windshield wipers in good working condition, able to clear precipitation from the windshield. Rear view mirror providing an unobstructed view to the rear of the vehicle. Horn in good working order, audible from 200 feet, and identifiable as a motor vehicle horn. Exhaust system in good working order and constant operation. Window light transmission within the acceptable percentages. Windshield. 70% light transmission, standard for most new cars. Side windows of front seat. 50% light transmission, plus or minus 3%. Tire safety. Crashes due to tire maintenance are preventable, and simple steps can save lives. Driving on underinflated or overinflated tires or tires with low tread can lead to safety issues on the road. Tire inflation. Maintain the tires at the vehicle manufacturer's recommended tire pressure level. The vehicle manufacturer's recommended tire pressure, measured in PSI, is indicated on the door jamb. Check tire pressure when the tires are the same temperature as the surrounding air. Remove the cap from the valve stem and use a pressure gauge to check the tire pressure. If the number is too low, inflate your tires to the correct level. If the number is too high, release air from the tire valve. Tire tread depth. A tire in safe condition has a minimum of 1/16 inch tread depth on the road surface and is free of major bumps or bulges, brakes, or tread damage. A common way to check tire tread depth is with a US penny coin. Place the coin with President Abraham Lincoln's head into the tire's deepest groove. If you see all of the president's head, your tires are too worn, don't drive on them, and make sure to replace them. Studded tires. In Ohio, studded tires are legal from November 1st through April 15th. Know when to use your lights. Headlights. Ohio law requires headlights to be on sunset to sunrise, at any time visibility is poor, rain, snow, fog, etc., and any time the windshield wipers are in use because of precipitation. High beam headlights can be used at any time headlights are used except when an oncoming vehicle is approaching. Turn signals. Use the turn signals to show intention to turn right or left, to change course of direction, or to change lanes on a multi-lane road. Activate a turn signal at least 100 feet prior to changing direction. Hazard lights. Use hazard lights to increase visibility of a vehicle stopped on or near a roadway. Driver position. Seat and mirror adjustments. Adjusting the driver's seat, Practice good driving posture by sitting upright with your back against the seat and feet on the floor. Before driving, adjust the seat to have a clear view through the windshield and full control of the vehicle's foot pedals and steering wheel, leaving appropriate space for airbag deployment. When your seat is adjusted properly, your foot pivots smoothly from brake to accelerator while your heel is kept on the floor. The top of the steering wheel is no higher than the top of your shoulders and below chin level. There is at least 10 inches between your chest and the steering wheel to allow appropriate space for airbag deployment. Head restraints are adjusted so the head restraint contacts the back of your head and not below the level of your ears, to avoid whiplash. Adjusting the mirrors. Before driving, adjust the mirrors for the best view towards the vehicle's sides and rear. Inside rear view mirror. The rear view mirror is the primary mirror for the view to the rear. Adjust so that it frames the rear window, and traffic flow to the vehicle's rear appears in the mirror. Outside mirrors. Properly adjusted outside mirrors reduce blind spots and provide maximum visibility to the side and rear on both sides of the vehicle. Reduce blind spots with these adjustments. Left side mirror. Rest your head against the closed driver side window. Adjust the mirror until the vehicle's left edge is barely visible. Right side mirror. Lean to the right so your head is directly above the center console. Adjust the mirror on the right side so that the rear edge of the vehicle can barely be seen. You will not see the left and right sides of the vehicle when glancing in the outside mirrors. However, this adjustment adds 12 to 16 degrees of additional viewing area to each side of the vehicle. Additionally, this allows the vehicle from the rear view to move into the side view mirror, and then when it leaves the side view mirror, the vehicle is visible in the peripheral view of the driver. Safety restraints. Airbags. Airbags are supplemental restraints and are designed to work best in combination with safety belts. In a crash, airbags and safety belts reduce the chance that your head and upper body will strike some part of the vehicle interior. Read your vehicle owner's manual for specific information about the airbags in your vehicle. Safety belts. Ohio's mandatory safety belt usage law requires drivers and front seat occupants of most passenger vehicles to wear safety belts whenever they drive or ride in a motor vehicle on Ohio's roadways. Safety belts should be worn even if the vehicle is equipped with airbags. Always fasten your safety belt and make sure all passengers are using safety belts or child restraints. Drivers and front seat occupants must wear safety belts. For drivers under age 18, the number of vehicle occupants is limited to the number of safety belts originally installed, and all occupants must wear safety belts. It is important to wear the safety belt correctly. The safety belt should be worn across bony areas, shoulders, and hips. A shoulder belt is worn across the shoulder and chest with minimal, if any, slack. Do not wear the shoulder belt under the arm or behind the back. Wearing the belt the wrong way could cause serious internal injuries in a crash. Adjust the lap belt so that it is snug and lies low across your hips after fastening. Otherwise, in a crash, you could slide out of the belt, resulting in injury or death.